With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gothic fiction.
It's the very antithesis of clarity, reason, order.
That's Patrick McGraw, one of the new masters of Gothic fiction, who says the traditional Gothic form dealt with physical trappings.
The haunted mansion, the ruins of old abbeys and monasteries and so forth, the dark forest.
But McGraw says Gothic these days is more psychological.
Something that's rather dark, devious, sinister, hidden. When we get into these areas of human personality, we're definitely in Gothic territory.
A couple of years ago, Patrick McGraw was asked by the editor of Conjunctions, Bradford Morrow, to guest edit a section of the magazine called The New Gothic.
Basically, I approached a number of writers whom I admire and said, would you write something for this magazine that you would consider Gothic?
The idea was expanded into a book called The New Gothic. Some 24 American and British writers have contributed stories.
Most of those are about characters who, in one way or another, you know, demonstrate these qualities of disturbance in the psychological realm.
The New Gothic, co-edited by Patrick McGraw and Bradford Morrow, has been reissued as a vintage trade paperback.
We're making the claim that this is what the Gothic looks like today. This is what, you know, Edgar Allan Poe would be doing today were he still alive.
And Patrick McGraw is also the author of a recent novel of horror and insanity, Spider, also available in paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.